despite the fact that the money is returned almost immediately to corporations that are members of the corporatocracy, the creditor, the recipient country is required to pay it all back, principal plus interest. If an EHM is completely successful, the loans are so large that the debtor is forced to default on its payments after a few years. When this happens, then, like the mafia, we demand our pound of flesh. This often includes one or more of the following: control over United Nations votes, the installation of military bases, or access to precious resources, such as oil or the Panama Canal. Of course, the debtor still owes us the money, and another country is added to our global empire. Driving from Quito toward Shell on this sunny day in 2003, I thought back 35 years to the first time I arrived in this part of the world. I had read that although Ecuador is only about the size of Nevada, it has more than 30 active volcanoes, over 15% of the world's bird species, and thousands of as-yet unclassified plants, and that it is a land of diverse cultures, where nearly as many people speak ancient indigenous languages as speak Spanish. I found it fascinating and certainly exotic, yet the words that kept coming to mind back then were pure, untouched, and innocent. Much has changed in 35 years. At the time of my first visit, in 1968, Texaco had only just discovered petroleum in Ecuador's Amazon region. Today, oil accounts for nearly half the country's exports. A trans-Andean pipeline, built shortly after my first visit, has since leaked over 500,000 barrels of oil into the fragile rainforest, more than twice the amount spilled by the Exxon Valdez. Today, a new $1.3 billion 300-mile pipeline, constructed by an EHM-organized consortium, promises to make Ecuador one of the world's top 10 suppliers of oil to the United States. Vast areas of rainforest have fallen. Macaws and jaguars have all but vanished. Three Ecuadorian indigenous cultures have been driven to the verge of collapse, and pristine rivers have been transformed into flaming cesspools. During this same period, the indigenous cultures began fighting back. For instance, on May 7, 2003, a group of American lawyers representing more than 30,000 indigenous Ecuadorian people filed a $1 billion lawsuit against Chevron Texaco Corporation. The suit asserts that between 1971 and 1992, the oil giant dumped into open holes and rivers over 4 million gallons per day of toxic wastewater contaminated with oil, heavy metals, and carcinogens, and that the company left behind nearly 350 uncovered waste pits that continue to kill both people and animals.